It was in the month of May in 1889 that Princess Kaiulani embarked on an adventure in Europe. At the age of 13, she boarded a ship to be educated in her father's world. She attended Harrowden Hall, a boarding school, and then was taught by a governess named Phoebe Rook in the seaside town of Brighton. There would be trips to Paris and Berlin over the years. Those days were recalled at a recent gathering at Mauna Alla, the royal mausoleum where Princess Kaiulani is buried. And in a nod to her Scottish roots, the Caledonia Society hosted a group from Scotland recently. Bagpipes greeted the entourage along with a welcoming Hawaiian chant in the distance. And on the lawn, the visiting Scottish children dressed in their kilts and would dance in the princess's honor. A short ceremony inside the chapel included a reading of poems written about the princess, including one by a descendant of the princess's father, Archibald Cleghorn, who recited the poem, The Island Rose.
My name is Kaiulani Nelson, and this is a poem written by Robert Louis Stevenson on the occasion of Princess Kaiulani's departure for England and Scotland for schooling. Forth from her land, to mine she goes, the island maid, the island rose. Light of heart and bright of face, the daughter of a double race. Her islands here in southern sun shall mourn their Kaiulani gone, and I in her dear banyan shade look vainly for my little maid. But our Scots islands far away shall glitter with unwonted day, and cast for once their tempest by to smile in Kaiulani's eye.
And that was The Island Rose. Colleen Ayew is with the Royal Society formed in Kaiulani's honor. She recalled visiting Great Harrowden Hall in England, where Kaiulani began her education abroad.
I had the opportunity to go to Great Harrowden Hall and present a picture of the beautiful Princess Kaiulani, a portrait done by Kristen Zambuka, who wrote the book called Princess Kaiulani. So we presented it at Kaiulani School, Great Harrowden Hall, and it was on the anniversary of the 100th year of the new Wellingborough Golf Course. They are now the club owners. And so this was the school that Princess Kaiulani went to. It was about larger than 60 acres. They had 60 acres for riding and golf. And that's what I was sharing earlier, that she was a golfer playing with the gutta percha balls. And people who golf know the history of that. At one time, golf balls were so very expensive that it was very limited to the people who could play. And with the invention of the gutta percha, more people were allowed to play. And so the girls at Great Harrowden Hall were great golfers, as well as great horse riders.
So when you walked up there to Harrowden Hall, what were you struck by?
Well, we didn't walk. It was about 68 miles outside of London. I was struck by the peace and the beauty, the landscaping, the structure. It was so beautiful and so open. And they were also what we call loko'ia, fish ponds on the property that the girls could enjoy trout from, special trout. And it was so quiet and peaceful. So I knew that as a young girl, she was caught up in the life of the school, music, speech, and all of that. But she also, it always brought her a quiet moment to think about her Hawaii and looking forward to coming home.
And we were able to visit where she lived in Brighton.
Yes.
For a time when she had a governess, and also in Paris at an apartment that she stayed on Morceau Avenue.
Right.
So it was really interesting for me seeing those places and imagining what it was like for her.
Well, you know, as a young girl, you know, now when we send our children off to college and grandchildren, we don't let them go without their iPhone, their iPad, their computer, so that they're always in contact with us. But could you imagine? That's 1889, and she's traveling from Hawaii all the way to the continental United States, traveling across the continental United States, then getting on another ship crossing the Atlantic, getting to England, and then taking a train another hour, 2 hours. So, you know, she was alone. She was alone. She traveled with her dad, and you know how that is. You can go with your mom and dad, but then they have to go back home. But her half-sister Annie stayed with her. And Annie must have not been much older than her, maybe 8 or 9 years. And she was her constant companion until Annie had to return also back to Hawaii.
Right, that was a hard time, I'm sure, to be
that
separated.
It really was. You know, as a young girl, there were so many rites of passage we go through. as young girls during puberty, and then as young women and cotillions and coming out as debutantes. And Kaʻiulani had to do that, all of that. You know, at 17, she went to Washington to plead the case of Hawaii. At 15, she was declared heir apparent. You know, and by the time she came home, Hawaii was no longer the kingdom that she was sent away to be groomed to rule.
And you were with the England?
Went to the U's after leaving Great Harrowden Hall. She lived in the area of Northamptonshire, in Wellingborough, and she stayed at a place called the U's. And we were so very fortunate because we went to the room that she also occupied, and in the far corner was a tiny table, and inlaid on the table were peacock feathers. It was really quite an experience. And we were so very grateful to Kristen Zambuka for allowing us to carry the portrait of Princess Kaʻiulani that she painted and to present it.
So you were able to trace her footsteps.
Yes, yes. And that was quite interesting because they wrote about her in the Wellingborough Telegraph. She would bicycle through the town. And at that particular school, it was a school for gentlemen's daughters to be groomed.
Peter Clark is another Cleghorn descendant who was on hand that day. He was born in England and grew up in Hawaii. He moved to England for 16 years before returning to the islands 5 years ago.
Well, I was there in 1988, and I took pictures and everything, and I've got them, and I'll probably do something with them.
So then you actually went back to Harrowden Hall, and you tried to follow in her footsteps.
Yeah, and I found it's nothing overwhelming, I don't think. It was just my own personal curiosity. I have no idea why, when I was a teenager and my mom and I would come to Honolulu to visit my uncle, well, I like to go to the Princess Kaʻiulani Hotel and go see that big painting of her, and I would just stand there and talk to her out loud, you know. Hi, glad you're here, glad to be back again. I don't know, I just did it. I wasn't motivated by anything. So I don't know, there's some interesting, I don't know what it
connection.
Is.
Connection.
Yeah, connection. And I'm not going to try and figure it out. I just accept it and love it that I is.
So you went to Brighton?
Yep, to Ms. Rook's place, and I found the address. I went there, and then several other places. And
did you go to Paris?
Yes, went to Paris. I went to Menton, where she and her father used to go spend down on the south coast. Only I couldn't get to where they are because where they stayed was now private property, and there's a huge wall around it. So I couldn't even get there. But I went to Menton, so that was good. A lot of it was rebuilt and whatnot.
Right, and so, you said you went to Berlin?
Berlin, yeah. That was in 1988. It was mostly United Kingdom. I went to Scotland and I went to. In 1989, I went back, something else, and then I decided to go to Germany, and because she spent a month in Berlin during a special celebration. And then the rest of the time was in another part of Germany, and then she went down to France with Paris and to Menton. So I found out that the hotel she stayed at was now in what was, when I was there in 1989, what was in East Berlin, over the Iron Curtain, you know. And to go in there, you had to buy East German money and agree to spend it while you're there and be out before midnight. So I spent all my time walking around in there. It was really weird walking around there, looking at the wall, looking at people in West Berlin, looking at we in East Berlin. It was so weird. And but I did it completely with a sprained ankle, too.
And Clark isn't sure, but may write a book about Kaʻiulani's time in Europe. Tune in next week as we explore the princess's time abroad, including Brighton and the City of Light, Paris.